Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time. Of course, today is the very weird day. I don't know. It was very not easy for me to think, do I need to really drive and make a radio happen? Which I, of course, always would love to do that. Because everybody said, oh, sitting home is so scary and, you know, driving will be not so much fun. But how can I not be here? This is my day. Monday is the day that I'm looking forward to. And, of course, I have two great guests. And I know people will enjoy a lot to listen to them. But not so often, I am nervous when I do my show. And today I'm a little bit nervous because I have my boss. I am my boss.
I would hardly call myself that, but
I like
okay.
It. I think that's a cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
A lot of people call me boss around here. I don't know why, but, you know, I just, this is a station that I love and everybody's is enjoying this and able to really get their message out, you know. And like you said, you know, you couldn't miss it. It's your day.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, all the other hosts here. Many of them tell me it's the highlight of my week,
yeah,
coming here and doing my show.
I really, really treat this.
Because, you know, we attract right. people that love radio.
Yes. People love to come here. It's very, very, it's a great studio. We have a few studios here, but of course you are a boss. And coming back to why people call you this way, I think out of respect.
Maybe,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Maybe because I'm the head honcho here. Yeah, I'm not used to that, you know.
But
I always had small businesses and didn't really have employees and people didn't really look at me as the boss.
Yeah, but you also are working at radio. You are not like a boss that comes and just orders people
right,
around
exactly.
and watch over what's happened. And you are very, in a funky way. I never know if you are mellow or if you are nervous or you are just mellow or you're uptight. You have this cool way about you. You are relaxed, but you are tense.
But yeah, right?
Yes.
And I'll tell you why that is. By the way, you didn't introduce me by name. People
yeah,
might wonder who I am, right?
No, who is this great man?
Because you said the boss, but...
Your boss. Please tell us your great name.
Okay. My name is Sam, and that's what I go by, because there's only one Sam on the station.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Everybody knows when Sam at LA Talk Radio, it's me.
Looks like anybody who has first name Sam and wants to have a good radio show and is good one,
they'll have to be called something else.
Here. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
No, we'll just use their last
okay,
name.
Now he's too. A boss. He really is a boss. No more Sams in this on this radio. It's true. And what I'm saying, you own this radio station that started like 7, 8 years ago?
It's going to be 9.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be 9 years in February, Luna. And you've been with us for many years, too. And
yeah.
I'm so fortunate to have you and to have met you. You know, you're a very sweet person.
Thank
you're
you.
Good. You know, we talk off the air. And I
yeah.
just know you as an amazing person, you know. So it's nice to have you. Nice that you've kept your show going for so many years. I respect you and salute you for that. You know, it's
Thank
amazing.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me. I remember the first day when we met, and I don't know if you do, but
I do. Over at the old studios.
Old
you came
studios.
In, yeah, and you were standing at the door and everything. I remember.
And, you came to the show. We had Scott Liebfried from Hell's Kitchen on Lucy's show.
Okay.
And this was like before, I think, Thanksgiving show. He was giving advices about how to cook good turkey. Remember, Scott Liebfried, he was from Hell's Kitchen, yes.
Yes.
And he's sous chef. Then, and for whatever reason, I was working with him then as a talent agent for Vax, a very good talent agency in L.A., And I saw this environment, and my dream was so big in my own head many, many years before to just have my show about people like me who just have ambitious, they want to talk, they have problem to speak English,
yeah, right?
But really everybody likes to listen to them, and I knew people like to listen to me, but I always thought I have great connections, I love people. I thought that radio is something that would be very challenging for me, and I needed a challenge as a person who lived in America and tried to start second time around life here. And then you came and I had my headphones and I was trying to talk and I had so good time on a Lucy Hill show. And you said, yeah, you're supposed to have your own show. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you read my mind. That was, anyway, that was 4.5 years, I think, ago. And like you said, Monday, this is one of the coolest day of my life, not only because I like what I do, but I have amazing people that are coming
come on your show.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, and that's what I like about the station. We don't necessarily bring like A or B list celebrities here, but we're in Hollywood where there's a lot of people with a lot of talent and a lot of stories and a lot of great things to say. So they come to the station and we get to meet them, and people realize, you know, I mean, I don't only want to see the same celebrity all the time. I'm listening to people that are like real, could be my neighbors. You know, they do their own thing in Hollywood and they have things to say and talent, a lot of talent, right? I mean, you've had a ton of musicians on your show.
Somehow, somewhere, I just, I don't know if naturally artists are coming to me because they know I also... I'm a singer and I like to produce a lot of music for other people, and I'm writing songs. And for over so many years, that's all what I was doing before radio. Then I have a contacts, and they, like you say, that very, very known people, they have no problem to get radio attention. But the B and B plus, and even sometimes C, very talented.
Right. I mean, you know, many of them, I mean, look, many people did not know us at all. You know, but we've been doing this for years, so they are loyal listeners. They listen all the time and stuff.
Yeah, and they, I think listeners want to hear what else is in the music business, not only what radio pushes into our ears. But I think by what you do and what Sheena Metal is doing, what I'm doing, and probably a few people also who have shows here, we are bringing artists that we decide they are worth the word to listen to, or just even, like you said, to know their life story.
Right.
As a very and cool stuff.
Very cool, because once you know the what's behind the person, you can appreciate their talent more. I think their music, their if they make films.
And know, of course, my show is about mostly about people with an accent, which I think I'm just so proud to have this corner on our radio. Because I think people who are trying to make in America, sometimes they think that being accented like you and I
could work against them. Yeah, that would be an adverse thing. But it doesn't have to be.
No, I think you for sure proved that not by having every... You have your radio show at 10 in the morning.
I do. Every day.
Every day for like the last 9 years.
9 years.
9 years. And... I know you have a great guest and they are, you know, really known and less known, but you also are picking interest probably of listeners because they want to know who will be the next guest.
Exactly. And I keep them entertained and informed, and so people don't mind the accent, you know. But another thing you have to remember, some people love accent.
Yeah.
You know, Americans do love accents.
Yes.
And when you think about it, it's not just Americans, really. I mean, I remember when I grew up in Israel and I heard American accent, French accent, Italian. It was attractive to me. Yes. You know, it was nice. It was like, wow, this person's from another place, you know.
And you want
interesting.
To know more. Almost.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Yeah, but the radio, this is like little beautiful home, and that you have this couch almost, and you always know where a remote control is and where you put your hand to reach for the water or coffee or something. You feel like in home. And I think when people are used to funky voice like mine with this unusual accent, and sometimes I really do not know English word that I have in my head in Polish, but then I cannot translate
it's hard to
fast.
Translate it fast
sometimes
enough,
and I think people are patient, and I really think they understand the radio cannot lie, really. I think we have they don't see us.
Mm-hmm.
We are really good-looking people. Sam.
Yes.
You are hot.
And thank you. So are you, Ilona. Yeah. And the thing is, but people know what we look like. Most of the people that are listening probably know. All they have to do is just, they're on the website probably or on the app.
Yeah, but we cannot charm them a little bit like us TV can do.
Right, right.
They really need to listen to us deeply. And,
right. And that's why I like radio. Because people focus on what you say.
Yeah.
If they watch you, they don't focus on what you say. They focus on what you look like, what the studio looks like,
how
what the
rock,
guests look like. I'm telling you, I know that.
Yes.
I know that because that's what I do.
Do you remember 9 years? That's beautiful, long time and wonderful time. I know every day you are here. And today is crazy holiday. Scary.
Yeah.
Do you
Halloween.
Like Halloween?
Halloween is fun, you know? I mean, the past couple of days, well, I went to a party at the Jacksons' house in Encino.
I saw a picture. Honestly.
Yes.
You look hot.
But I didn't really take that many pictures because, you know what? Nobody was taking pictures. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to. So I, but they did have the red carpet. Yeah. So we took pictures there. But,
yeah.
But I took a couple pictures. But the amazing thing was it was a fundraiser. They had like a silent auction. They had guitars autographed by one by James Taylor, okay. one by Slash, and one by Pete Townsend. And they were going, they started $500-$600, which is a steal when you think about it. I mean, if you just buy the guitar without the auction, without the autograph. But at any rate, so that's what they were doing. So they turned the whole house into a Halloween place. And it was the best thing ever. I'll show you some pictures afterwards.
Wow.
In fact, I posted a couple pictures on our Facebook page. Of LA
okay,
Talk
but
Radio,
was,
but I didn't credit it.
That is a special day
yes.
for you because you mixed a really good charitable goal with,
right.
With the
but I was invited.
Lady.
Yeah, I didn't do anything for the charity, really. I mean, other than talk about it on the radio, and I'm talking about it
your
now.
Promotion, okay.
Yeah, and I took a couple of pictures. And but they have a show with us here. You know, there's three of the Jackson nephews. They're Michael's nephews. They're the sons of Tito, and I think... I think. I don't know. I mean, there are like five. There are four brothers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know their
children,
names, but I don't know whose children or whom. Because we also had a one of the nephews also, but from another brother. He had a show with us like a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. But now it's... let's see if I can remember their names. It's TJ, Taylor, and JT. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember. I confuse the names.
In a way,
but
that's
they're
great. They're
such great kids, you know?
Yeah, great name, but you really
they're
want
amazing.
To love them for what they do on
They
the
go
radio.
By 3T Jackson.
That's so cool.
And that's what their fans know them as. And so I was. They invited me, you know, as the... Yeah. As being in LA Talk Radio and stuff.
Then when you look so, for the last...
But, so I'm sorry, but I didn't want to cut you off, but I wanted to complete your question about whether I like Halloween.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, look, I don't dress up. You can't... You see my picture? I was the only one not dressed up at that party.
Yeah, and you can say, oh, you don't want to play this game. I think we are from a little different part of the world. And
maybe.
This day, and especially in Europe, Eastern Europe, the 1st November, we all cry because we are mourning our people who left the earth and we love them mostly. Then we are going
November 1st in
cemetery.
Poland? Is that what they
yes.
do?
Yes, then, you know, like family are coming day, 2 days before and start to be cold and really... not fun and everybody goes to cemetery and we really are very serious about that.
Yeah, right.
And here making it's cool to make fun really of maybe dead people, I don't know. But it scares me always to see.
So you think this is related? Like
I don't know. It's too close to this day in my country.
Because it is the night of All Saints,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but...
And we are talking.
It's a weird holiday.
It's a very weird, but hey, people have a good time.
Exactly, and I liked. I mean, I was walking and driving around and seeing people in costumes, and it's amazing how original people are. You know, at the party too, all the different costumes. You know, also how people decorate their houses.
Then what this brings us to, I think, I don't know, I think this is the day that people decide to really have fun, because I think in a day-to-day life in America, sorry, I'm speaking out loudly, we do not have too many opportunities to just have fun. yeah, fun. We work hard here yeah. in this country. I don't even know if people really have a lot of vacation here compared to Europe. You know, 1 month in Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
A year ago, you're sent
Everybody
away.
Works hard here, that's for sure. That's one thing about America.
Yeah,
people work hard here.
I don't know if people know that they're not supposed to work so hard. I think you can work smarter. My daddy always said, you know, right. it doesn't matter how hard you work, what results you are bringing. And I think in Switzerland right now, something people are able to work from home. People, if they deliver, mm-hmm. if they need to leave for whatever reason and nobody right. watches over the shoulder, if they deliver what work
the
requires,
work, right, then they yeah. don't care, yeah.
I like that. This yeah. is a trust also.
Part well, of that's trust. What telecommuting is. And, you know, I mean, they've done this for a while. But, yeah, it depends on not everybody's as productive, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what can you do?
Then when you look back... you were studying here in...
Who, me? I yes. came here at 16, yes.
Yes, then you went to UCLA?
No, I went... my college was CSUN, actually, here in Northridge.
And it was something to...
I wish I had gone to UCLA, but I didn't really have the money and I didn't want to take loans.
Hey, you didn't do bad.
Yeah,
you
no, no.
You. You're smart. Very smart.
Yeah, exactly. You don't... That's the point. You don't need college to be smart. You really don't, you know? I love college because I like learning things. And but I mean, I read anyway on my own, you know, so I constantly learn new things all the time. And to me, it made no difference not going to a big school because I didn't have plans to be in corporate America.
Yeah, you wanted you to know, do something.
I my plans were actually, you see, I went back to college after having dropped for many years, you know, like I went right after high school, went for a year, didn't like it, and then only went back to school at 26.
Interesting.
Yes, but by then I'd already been more mature and everything. We've had our own business, family business, so I was able to approach it more professionally. So I ended up like, and my goal was to get an MBA at UCLA. So I thought, if I want to do that, I better do very well here at CSUN and get good grades. And so I graduated with honors, mm-hmm. and I was ready to go to get my MBA. But then the idea came up of doing computer animation.
Wow, that was first.
And so some programs came on the market that cost very little, but they're also very crude tools. But it just gave me the idea, wait a minute, I can do animation on the computer. I'll get a Mac and the software that it actually lets me do animation. We're talking about 1990, Ilona. That's 25 years ago.
You know, I'm smiling because when I go to your office, I see mini you that you created.
Yeah, the mini me.
Three-dimension. You have this machine.
And the 3D printer.
Yeah, then from animation to really create something that's tangible, you can keep in your
exactly.
hand.
Exactly.
And it's like visually you. And right. I still don't know. And you said, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I have so much fun to create what I want to create.
That's true, yeah. You know, I know. We need to make one of you, Ilona, okay?
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, let's make a point. We make a
mini
me.
We need more of me.
Yeah. What I actually do is scan you, like I go around with the iPad, I scan you into the computer, okay. and then I print it in a 3D printer, which uses filament, which is like melted plastic, and it draws like lines, like a printer would, a regular printer would, but it uses like that plastic, which hardens, and then it creates layers, and by layers, it creates any solid that you want.
Wow.
So it's amazing. And so yeah, let's do that. Let's make a point. I'm going to scan you,
okay,
and then
I need
we'll
to
print.
Lose some stomach. Because then, you know, then I would be looking at me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I knew it. I need to do that. Okay.
Yeah, because it's worse than a picture. It captures you from every dimension.
Know.
You
do
know?
I want that?
It's like, I know. I'm like thinking some of the things that it captured I don't really like.
But you know.
That I had my phone clipped on my and it printed with my phone.
That's funny.
Clipped on my
then,
side.
When we think about radio, 1990s, you were thinking animation. And then.
Then I did a lot of stuff with that. But when you think about it, it's the same way I started the station. In other words, the technology came up, the idea came up to do internet radio, to do radio, but actually be able to stream it on the internet 9 years ago. And I thought, wow, you know, I can actually do radio for my computer, just like I did with the animation. So that's me. It's sort of like new technology comes out and I'm thinking, how can this empower me to do the things I really want to do? So with the 3D printing, I don't know. I mean, I just thought I'd make a lot of different figurines for people and stuff. Who cares, you know?
What about you need to create some award, like, you know, Oscar. Instead of
an Oscar with
Sam's.
This?
Sam's.
Sam's Oscar.
Yeah, and you give people yourself. That's. I know, I'm joking, but that's cute. You know how many people come through every year? You know it. It's
yeah.
9 years, and you have how many hosts? Like seven?
Hosts here?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, we have about 80 shows.
Come on.
Currently, we have about 80
imagine
shows.
Imagine, people. This weekly.
Yeah, weekly. And, yeah, there's a lot of shows here. And we get a lot of people walking through here. I mean, if you realize we average about 12 live shows a day that we stream.
Yeah. I want to create a word. What about we can make, like, between us a little bit, who is doing better, who is bringing cooler guests, how many? Oh, I don't know. We could, you could think.
I'm not going to create a competition here among the hosts.
No,
relax.
But it's cute. It's cute and funny. You will do funny because we'll get you as an
award.
I'll
scan anybody that wants come into the studio. I'll do a 3D scan of you and then I'll print you. How's that?
Okay.
I was going to do it for money, but you know what? Right now, I'll just do it for the fun of it. What the hell? I don't have time to do this like as a business or anything.
I just got a message from Jeremiah Higgins, mm-hmm. who is driving here from Santa Barbara, and he's
that's
so
nice of him to
cool
do, huh?
Because he's very, very busy. He's leaving for New York on the 14th right now to open another restaurant. This gentleman really, really has a brain very similar, I think, to you, because mm-hmm. he just... recreated himself from another business that he thought he will be flourishing, and then for whatever reason he is working in a restaurant business, opening up amazing amount of restaurants. And I think in LA especially a lot of people go to the places, and today they could probably know who is this gentleman who opened them. And there are a lot of seafood places.
Wow.
That a really, really interesting man. And he's my friend. We were working a few years ago together on a very, very big project. And then we are keeping in contact. And for whatever reason, you know, he's popping up back into my life. And
oh, wow. You know, so it's meant to be.
He's meant to be. And he it was, especially that he's in Santa Barbara, has his own radio show. Also, then I'm so happy to have you here. I mean, you both will be talking how Santa Barbara is doing.
Well, once he walks in here, I'm leaving. But
no, you need to meet my friend again.
Okay, yes, so I'll sit for a few minutes. But
yeah, you're busy because
you want to talk about him and focus on him too.
Of course.
And he's not going to get a lot of time because he's running late because of the traffic and everything.
Yes.
No. So no, he deserves all the time. But
yeah, and but if I may say, Jeremiah Higgins is CEO and president of HJL Restaurant Advisors, and he will explain us a little bit more who he is, what he's doing, and it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay.
Wow.
Then, okay, I want awards. Okay,
yeah, is he right. Almost here?
I want awards and Sam's. Why Oscars? We want Sam's for the radio. And I don't know for
Mini
what.
Mini Sam's? Like I should just create my
yes,
thing and give
statuette.
It to people?
That's what I want.
Oh,
and
I see.
And you say for what? I can get award for the most beautiful smile, if that's what you decide. Or for cute accent. I don't know. You decide.
Yeah, but who wants to see my likeness in a figurine?
We see you every day when we are here anyway. If you wouldn't
I'll
like
try
to
it.
See.
You know what? I'll print a few and just put them in the room here.
But you
let's
need to
who
give
wants
people
it.
With nice... Oh, we love awards. Everybody loves awards.
Yeah.
Just your creativity need to find out for what you give the award to somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is that I think the award I can give is you come in, I'll scan you, I'll print one of you.
I want you. I have
you want me?
I want myself, too.
Yeah.
I want
but
Sam's.
Let me tell you why I
no,
think
Oscars.
It's cool to have a mini-me.
Okay.
Because you can give it to people like family or something, right? Somebody even said after you die, somebody has like a 3D of you,
it's
you know?
Beautiful.
So that's a good idea, too, you
I
know?
I saw on the website a lot of parents are doing children in malls in Japan.
Yes.
They already have this machine.
Did you see that?
Yeah. So I think it's genius. Oh, my gosh. Dogs and everything what we love, you know, you really can put in a corner and just put in a car. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's very, very cute. You will find out what to do with the machine because right now you really know what
yeah, I'm
doing.
Just like being exposed to it. You see, that's the thing. You have to be exposed to something if you want to learn about it and really be able to capitalize on it. You know, when the animation idea came out, like I said, the tools were very crude, though, but the idea was there. So I ended up spending $5,000, which was... It's still a lot of money on software.
Wow.
On
by
software
then,
that was not on the market, but when I saw it, I thought, I can definitely start a business just with this software. So I invested the money on it. You know what? On the first job, I made the money back. So, and that's how I built an animation business when nobody else could do the quality that I was doing.
Wow.
At that cost.
I had no idea about
that. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. No, and but, you know, starting the radio station, which is on internet, which people do not how to find, which you do not know, you probably little knew how to promote, but and getting hosts to join you. How did this happen?
Because you know what, Ilona, it was never a plan to really make a big station.
Oh.
I just thought, you know what, if I can do my own show and throw in a couple of other shows, that'll be great, you know? So I put an ad in Craigslist. A few people came up. They were interested, so they joined the station. We started doing some shows, and then we started attracting other people by becoming a station.
Interesting.
So it was a process, you know.
Did people call from the houses, from the homes, or they you already were thinking you need a place?
No. You had a excuse me for my cough. Hold on.
Okay, drink Coke.
Mm.
That's what you.
I needed to bring
drink.
A bottle of water. I just don't have enough.
I got.
Well, oh, you got an extra one, right?
I get you for you and for cool. Jeremiah, of course.
Okay, so I can use this.
You can use your
water bottle, but I do have to take a break because I have to.
Yes.
Hopefully, he'll get here soon. You know,
coming,
but I'm not going to leave you alone.
No,
don't worry.
No, it's fine. I have a lot of music that I would love to play, and I would love
That's
to
true,
also
huh?
introduce maybe listeners to Jeremiah's bio because we'll not have time. A time to talk to him about that. I want him to just talk about what is his today and tomorrow plan. He has very cool.
Oh, he has something coming up?
Oh my gosh. He is opening for very known actors, restaurants, like really, really, he's doing hot stuff.
Wow.
Other than, not only
so, in other words, he's the kind of consultant. If you want to open a restaurant, you go to him.
Yes. You just find him and just, we'll be reading, I'll be reading what restaurants he opened. They're big, but they are people with money, people with ideas. People are coming to him and just say, you know, how can you help?
Yeah.
And this guy knows what he's doing for like 27 years. He's opening so many restaurants and all around America, not only here, but in LA is his home. And obviously Santa Barbara, I think he has a few restaurants that he opened, and Arch Rock is
one
of them.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah, and cool young guy still, you know, doing very, very well. I let you go because I know you have...
No, look, I'm staying here with you because I know he'll be here any minute.
Yeah, he just...
Because according to our math, he should be here by now. I mean, it took an hour since you told me he was running late.
I'm so sorry for him.
And yeah, I know. It's like, but now the thing is, obviously, we want to accommodate him because he's made the drive, you know.
Yeah.
It's a long drive, you know, from Santa Barbara. If there's no traffic, it's 2 hours. So it must have taken him three just to get here. So
he
really want to. And you know what I'm thinking, Ilona, is we'll give you a few extra minutes with your show so you'll have more time because there's no show following right away.
This will be so sweet of you.
So go 8 extra minutes or something.
Lovely,
you know?
lovely.
Okay.
Then we can take a break and we maybe will play some music.
There's a lot to talk about. If you want to.
I would love to talk.
Yeah, forget about the music.
Forget
I'm
about
here.
Music. Wait, okay,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, we're here. This is a talk station and mainly we talk and stuff and there's so much to talk about, you know. But maybe nobody ever interviewed you, right?
Not really.
So maybe I do it because I'm an interviewer too, you know.
Yes.
But so, you know, I mean, but the thing is, it's going to be hard for me to interview you because I know so much about you. What I do on my show is when I have a guest coming up, and I have a guest every day, just about.
Yes.
All I know about them is maybe the subject line on the email. Mm-hmm. And that's good enough for me to decide this is going to be an interesting guest or not. I don't check out anything about them until a night before the show. And since I do a daily show, you know, I don't have time to prepare.
Yeah.
So, and then I read up on them briefly. I scan it. Come in the morning, 5 minutes before the show.
I read up on it. Knowing them.
I don't want to know anything about them before the show starts.
Yeah.
So even when they come on the show here in the studio, when we talk, the 10 minutes they sit here before the show starts, I go, make sure you don't tell me anything that you want to say on the air.
Very smart.
And let's
like
talk
it.
About, you know, your life, not your life really, but how was your drive? What part of town do you live in? Things like that, you know. So then we can find out everything about the guest together with the listeners, you know. So I know a lot about you, but the thing is, there's the guest.
Okay, we have Jeremiah here.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he's here. Yeah, but we can finish the sentence. Please, Jeremiah, sit. I already introduced you, but we'll
go ahead. Have a seat over here and make sure you turn on his mic.
To choose from.
Turn on his mic. You don't want to forget that.
Really?
And hi, how you doing? I'm Sam.
Hi,
Sam. And
Jeremiah.
I just moved in to help Alona a little bit until you made it. We figured you're stuck in traffic from Santa Barbara. My God.
You did really, really great.
I am late. I apologize. But yeah, it was 2.5 hours from Santa Barbara.
You know what?
That is terrible. That's what we were talking about. I told her. I said, because it takes 2 hours without traffic.
Well, I usually do an hour and a half.
Really?
Time,
wow.
Without fail.
But
wow.
Like I said,
talk closer to the mic. And Alona, turn up his mic a little bit, number two, because I don't hear him very well. No, not that one. Not that one, but his mic. Not the headphones.
Oh, sorry. Where is the mic to? Ah, here.
Number two, that one. Just bring it up a little bit.
Are you okay,
go ahead.
Jeremiah? Could you see? You have headphones, good.
I am perfect.
There you go. Now you're hearing very well.
I'm here.
There you go.
I'm happy. Happy Halloween.
So, listen, I'm going to take off.
Okay.
Okay, and to give all the time to the guest, and you can go a little over, okay?
Thank you. We'll finish in 30 minutes. Thank you for giving us
thanks for having me, Alona. It's awesome.
I cannot wait. And I thank you for this time because we always see each other but never have time to really talk on the radio. And I was
nervous.
But like always, it's so easy to talk to you outside of studio, any side of studio. Too.
Exactly. Okay. And your listeners obviously love you if they turn back to you. So turn into my show. And Ilona's going to be on there, and then we can interview you. That's going to be the best way to do it.
You are right.
Right? So we'll send your listeners to my show.
Yes. And one day you need to have, of course, Jeremiah, he is to talk about this amazing restaurant.
Yes, I'm going to be listening outside. So
yes, and I'm sure you ate in some of restaurants that he already opened.
Probably. It sounded delicious. You just introduced it, so I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for being here, Jeremiah.
Nice to meet you,
I'm going
to
leave you guys and have fun.
Love it. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Wow, you're here. I'm so happy.
Hi, Alona. I'm so sorry.
No, sorry.
Everybody's out. They're not on the streets trick-or-treating. They must be driving to trick-or-treat.
Yes. But we don't.
We are here.
Because we are here.
It feels good to be here.
And we are live. And also after the show, 30 minutes from now, everybody who wants to listen to the show anytime, they can come to our archives, to iTunes podcast, and see Accent On, and they can listen or download forever and ever our conversation. Okay. Of course, I would love to. I have a very good bio of yours. I don't know if you have your own bios in front of you, but probably you remember why you're so great. But anyway,
I try to remind myself every day.
You need to. You know, you need to. I was talking to Sam, who of course is owner of this radio station, and 9 years also that was his idea, and he started to think, oh, I will have my own show on the internet and turn into 80 something hosts a day. A week. And that's a pretty cool radio station. And we are lucky to be on this radio station for me more than 4 years right now. I know that you are a competition in a way. I will start from the radio show because you have your own radio show.
I do. And I don't think we're competition at all.
We're
friends and in the same industry.
Yes, but you are in Santa Barbara, yes?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, my Accent On show is about people that have an accent and live successful life in America, and also about people that I want to put accent on a topic that is interesting to me. You are a very interesting human being that, of course, I had you already before a few times on the show, and we had also on the show on the camera there. But I think today is like the new day for you. Who is Jeremiah Higgins?
That's a good question. Who is Jeremiah? Well, I do have a radio show in Santa Barbara. It is on AM 1290 KZSB. It's the Santa Barbara News Press Station, a local little station in Santa Barbara. It reaches from Malibu to Santa Maria. And we talk about, you know, all day long, I am opening restaurants. I train owners, managers, staff. I build these new businesses, and I'm talking and training. And so the radio program came about because when I was a little boy, we used to live in Alaska. And when I was 11 years old, my grandmother sent me a car radio that had little wheels on the side that you dialed in the station, right? And I put that under my pillow at night, and I never wanted to go to bed early. I would turn on NPR. talk radio.
Wow.
And I would listen to
11 years old boy listening to so serious stuff. Great.
Yeah, I would listen, but I love the like the spoken word and people telling stories. So I would listen to these stories until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I wouldn't go to bed. And that started a love for radio. So I always had wanted to do some sort of a radio show. Never thought I would, but I just loved it. So back to, you know, what I do for a living is open restaurants and help create business. What the radio show does for me is provides me a way to meet and talk to the people and find out what their story is and how they, you know, developed their concept, how they created, you know, their baby, their dream. But I also interview, you know, servers that have gone on to do great things. A lot of the servers, bartenders, managers that have worked for me are in LA, and a lot of them have gone into show business
or LA, or Hollywood.
They've created their own business. So I've got, you know, these
entertaining,
great,
very entertaining people.
You're right, exactly. And it's really neat to check back with them and see the process that they went through and how there's this common, you know, food restaurants, it's this common element, I think, in everybody's life. You either start out there as your first job, or you eat in restaurants, you visit with family. It's just this neat idea around a table and the things that happen, the people that gather. And I try to tell those stories on the show.
You know, if you will be here and like 30 minutes ago when we talk about
what is Sam's radio show
every day. He has a show every day at 10 in the morning. What is my show about? Now you are talking, what is your show about? We are coming to the same conclusion that radio brings people's stories, life stories, to their hearts. And people who listen, they are tuned in to the really, really only about the story instead of looking how they look, how they act, who they are they pretty, are they not pretty, are they this and that. Because, and this is like, radio is very homey, you know, like you had a pillow and a beautiful little tiny, it was your world, you know.
Right.
And now we all have the chance to bring people that we decide are worth to listen to their life stories. You have people who have to sometimes hobby they turn into business, or sometimes probably small dreamers who one day they woke up with a little money and they just open something that they never thought they could. And sometimes very, very rich people who are coming to you and say, okay, Jeremiah, you are the gentleman that we want to put their own dreams into your hands, and you need to make this happen. That I would like people still... because when we go to restaurant, this is all about hospitality, it's all about memories, it's all about taste, it's all about do we want to come back, it's all about ambience, it's all about waitress. And you know, if it's everything peaceful and not nervous, how we feel, how we want to dress when we enter to certain restaurants. In a way, I hope you think about all of this before you opening in certain parts of the town. Business, a restaurant businesses, because everyone is different. Even when you like seafood, it seems like, you know, a lot of seafood restaurants, you somehow, somewhere, you grab them in LA, you will talk to us. But really, every restaurant is like different home. You enter, you feel cold, or you enter, you feel like, I will be here a lot. And then you start talking to waitresses, you're talking to waiters, you're talking to owners, and you feel like they know you. Oh, gosh, if they know you by name. Which is very popular in Europe. You know, people are coming back because, oh, hi, Ilona, hi, this, how are you? They know about, oh, my gosh, you really are coming back for that. Then with you, life started completely differently. Then let's start from the beginning. 11 years old, Alaska, radio, love for radio. We know that you have your own radio show that is called The Jeremiah Show, yes? And now, but yeah, when you were growing up, you were studying, tell us what's happened that one day... Well, you become who you are right now.
Yeah, I've got a lot of answers for what you just brought up, because I think you brought up a lot of neat points about the life that we all have and we all share. Going back to being 11 years old and that first radio car that I got. In Alaska, we were homeschooled because we lived in Wasilla. And at that time, I don't believe there was a school in town. So Wasilla is about 2 hours out of Anchorage. So there was a bookstore in town, and a grocery store and a gas station, and not much else. So what we did was we bought books. My brother and sister and I, we read as much as we could get our hands on. We just read books. And then the radio, to me, is such a great medium because, you know, what you brought, the point that you brought up earlier, you almost develop a relationship with the host and the guests, and you start to imagine
as a book, open book,
almost yes, like a book. Yes. You start to picture and imagine who the person is. You know, with my co-hosts, I tell them, you know, I want you to speak out as much as possible. If you've got a different opinion, if you don't disagree with me, I don't mind if we make fun of each other. I want us to have fun, yeah, because you almost become a character in the listener's mind.
Absolutely.
Where
they want to hang out with,
exactly,
or they don't.
They
That's
tune
a
in
big
for once an hour, you know, once a week or however many times you're on. And yeah, and so there's a bond that if you do it right, you can form this bond and this relationship with
people
your
people come
listener.
Back and listen, for sure. And this is like second year for you?
This is, yeah, we're going into our second year.
I know, I remember your beginnings. Okay, you are really good what you do when it comes to a restaurant business. You have 27 years in this business. We cannot like jump from 11 to right now. You're still very young and a handsome gentleman like Mr. Sam. He's a really great, mm-hmm, looking guy who works so hard and loves what he does. But tell us, you moved to LA? How does this happen that now you're in Santa Barbara, but tell me, from Alaska to here?
Yeah, well, I went to 11 schools in 12 years.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Through the 1 through 12. So we moved quite a bit. And my father, he was a general contractor, but he always had a real love for the outdoors and wanted to take the family and find the family a piece of property that was outdoors, you know, that they could appreciate the outdoors. So we moved to quite a few states trying to find that perfect home. And he finally found and bought his, you know, his acre of land and his cabin up in Idaho and
ouch.
Yeah,
way
up in Idaho.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
And so by the time he bought this place, I was 17, and
get out!
I left straight back to Santa Barbara, and I worked at a little restaurant owned by a famous jazz musician, Terry Briggs. He was a famous jazz musician on the East Coast and a recording artist for many, many years, and then he retired and opened a little restaurant on the beach and made it a jazz club. So there was live jazz bands 7 nights a week.
Beautiful. Which, where is this right now?
I know.
Nobody's
I'd
doing
love to
anything
bring
like
something
that.
Like that back.
Not even Santa Monica. It's crazy.
And we put on the Santa Barbara International Jazz Festival, which would draw 10 to 20,000 people,
wow,
every year on the beach.
And so you were like 17, 18, 19?
17, 18. I was the general, yeah, manager.
Oh, my gosh.
I did that for 2 years and then said, I've had enough of restaurants. We had a lot of famous people come through. Andy Davis, the director, inspired me. And I decided to go to film school. And so I did.
We are talking USC.
I did 2 years at City College because I couldn't afford to do 4 years at USC.
Doesn't matter, then 3 and 4. That
right,
was,
yeah,
USC.
Then I transferred, yay, into USC film school. And I worked for Alex Kitman Ho here in Los Angeles, who was.
Nice beginning.
Yeah, he was the Oscar winning director for Platoon, born on the 4th of July, JFK. When I was with the production company, I was an intern, and then I don't even know what my title was, but, you know, grunt, yeah, I was moving my way up.
And that was your dream.
That
you
was my
thought
dream.
That you will become, you'll be working in a movie industry, yes, in a film,
yes,
business.
And I did for about 3 years, and then all of Hollywood went on strike in 2000, if everybody out there remembers. And I had USC bills, $100,000 of bills. So the Enterprise Fish Company up in Santa Barbara, this was a restaurant that I worked my way. I worked serving tables and busing tables through college at this restaurant. They took me to Santa Barbara, brought me back to Santa Barbara from LA, and asked if I would general manager their store. And I did that, and I really had success, and I saw a lot of similarities to what I wanted to do as production, which is managing staff You know, and a restaurant to me is really a stage.
Absolutely.
Every single shift is different.
Oh, look at the reality show. Look at Hell's Kitchen. Life happens, you know, in restaurants, in the kitchen, outside. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and people's lives and everything is amazing.
And you have to orchestrate that as a general manager.
So many people to really have nerves, probably like sometimes very tight and they have life problems.
At one time, I mean, for 4 years there, I had 350 employees.
Wow.
At these restaurants, 25 managers, and everybody's got a different personality. And a lot of times at that time, the turnover was really high because there were a lot of jobs in restaurants. So if an employee didn't like,
goodbye,
I'm going to the place. So a lot of times there was 80 to 100% turnover in all restaurants at that time. It slowed down a little bit. And, you know, I've always tried to keep employees longer because it is that bond, again, that you form with
the
an
home.
Employee.
You try to create a home away from home. They, when they go to the work, they need to feel good about it. It's a very stressful job because it deals not only with inside, but deals with dealing with clients, which sometimes they could be very annoying. I'm talking people who come to eat. Right. They could be not so nice. And then, okay, but like you said, this is a stage and somebody needs to have a director. You know, somebody, conductor or whoever.
And it does not matter what mood the guest is in. We are there to, first of all, provide them with a meal, which I think is a great honor to provide somebody with a meal. But also we are there to provide an escape from everything outside in their life. When they walk in my restaurant or any restaurant that I open or try to manage, you should escape from all of that reality and enjoy the people in front of you or that have gathered around you. Enjoy your meal, take some comfort in your day, you know, and just forget all that. So the staff, all the way from the back of the house to the front, has to be on point and know their role and know their lines and really deliver this great experience. That's,
you know,
it's all the details.
This requires special human I don't want to say you are like the puppeteer. You really need to know how to talk to people that you are hiring. We need to start from the beginning because people come to you sometimes with a lot of money or less money and ask you to build a dream for them. Then you are talking to the dreamers, people who want their restaurant to be open. And you need to have special type of character. It's something about you. I think people like that you are calm. I don't remember you being angry too much. I know you smile a lot. It seems like you are warm, and probably you are also, you can be angry. You must, you know, probably. But if you are all the time angry, the people are angry, even angrier, you know, scared more. Then what is about you, you think, that makes you so successful? And you will talk how many restaurants you helped open, how many dreams you build. This is like 40-something. I don't know how many. This is crazy.
I think we're maybe double that now.
Oh, my gosh, Jeremiah.
The places either opened or that I help out or work
can
on.
We imagine, is one gentleman, and you're a young guy, and 27 years in the business, but you started in age of 17, then you're really pretty young man, then 80, 70 restaurants that you were part of. Then can I, because you probably don't remember, then may I like read a little bit, because people probably will love to know the names. I don't want to start from this one, but probably we need to. Fleetwoods on Front Street in Maui.
Yes.
Santa Monica Seafood. I don't know what does this mean, but the seafood is Costa Mesa and Commissary.
Well, Santa Monica Seafood has a retail and a cafe in Costa Mesa.
Yes.
And also here in Santa Monica.
On the Wilshire.
On 10th and Wilshire. It's a great, great seafood restaurant. Actually, that might be one of my most proud, you know, one of the proudest projects that I've been associated with. The Siglianos just do an amazing job, and the store is beautiful.
You go I would love to go, but when you go, do you need to pay?
I always pay. I pay.
I know that. Why?
Because they work the restaurateurs work very hard. I know the margins. I know there isn't much
but you're
there.
Coming once a year, twice a year. Maybe now they're supposed to. I know. You
because
are one
also
of those
for
guys.
Me, it's a symbol to the employees that nobody gets, you know, it for free.
Free meal.
Especially when I go in to train. A lot of what I'm training them to do is to input and ring up things correctly. It's okay if you comp. It's okay if you promo or take care of a guest, but make sure everything gets rung in, because when a product comes in, it's inventoried, and if it disappears somewhere along the way and there's not
uncountability.
It's not counted.
You know, it's great, because I saw you a few days ago and we had a great meeting with also one of my friends who have a big dream, and I'm sure they'll be working with you on that. But you were saying the same things, and now you are repeating, and it's like even more cool. I saw you, they had great stuff that they could offer you, but you decided you want to pay for almost everything, what you would be trying and tasting, which was very, very cool. And I was like, looking at you, like, wow, you're the first, I think, in all my life in America, that person of business just ask very strongly, I want to pay for everything. You know, mostly people like, okay, no problem, first meeting, yes, if you wish, thank you. Mm-hmm. That was very cool. And now you are saying why. I like that.
Well, then, it's part of the philosophy and the training. Yeah. That I do. It's not that I don't appreciate something free. And I also don't want to insult someone that's trying to offer me something that they are proud of. That's not the intention. It's just part of the philosophy of getting the best result, checks and balances through the business all the way down
the line. Wow, he's coming straight to the business. And I like the books. I was listening to you talking to them, and it just, my ears were like, wow, so much, so much to learn, so much detail, so much tiny little components when it comes to food industry that you need to really count for and know where they go, how much you pay. It's crazy. I don't want to...
But you don't really have to overthink it. A lot of clients, and you were in part of that meeting as you're referring to that, you know, the meeting that we had the other day, a lot of the clients get so bogged down by the day-to-day and the numbers and all the products and all the different things that can happen. You know, it's really important to keep that... Establish the system, yeah. And then not take it serious, but don't take it so serious that it runs you. Huh. You know, so that you can...
Some people like to do everything. And you know, one of these people, they try to do everything as of now. And you were so calm, you know, offering different type of help. And they loved it, everything what you were saying. Because sometimes I think, especially here in America, we think like we need to learn everything. We need to know everything. We need to not hire additional people because it's easier if we do this. And then nobody have vacation in America anymore, because on a vacation you work even harder sometimes than when you work not on a vacation. Okay, but I'm...
Tired that you get as an owner by dealing with everything, the more that you can't see the big picture and you forget the important things. And then a lot of times in those important things that you're overlooking, that you start to push aside, is the difference between a little profit and a lot of profit. Wow. So an owner has to stay ahead of everything, above everything, and stay fresh.
And it's so petrifying thinking about the profit, because when do you need to start thinking about profit? Before you open your business, or in time when you are opening? When is the time that you think, oh, maybe I will be even, or maybe I'll start making money? And how you plan for all of that? Are you the guru who can just, before restaurants or great places that I will be reading right now are opening, do you predict the numbers and the plus and minus what can happen? Predict that?
That's a great question. And I no longer will accept a client if they don't create or allow me to create or create their own pro forma. So before we spend $1, we figure out, you know, what the rent is, what your daily break even is, all your overhead expenses, your payroll, how many staff members you're going to need on a Monday through a Sunday, what your menu is, what the pricing is, what the per person average is. We take all these numbers and I build a 5-year plan for the restaurant, and I show their pre-opening expenses and how long it's going to take to earn that investment back.
I love it. This is like talking to father or somebody who knows better, and you have trust to, you know, because
you don't want to lose your money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if a
but
lot
everybody
of times,
is excitable, easily excitable, thinking, oh gosh, if when they open, they will come. I don't think so. No. I don't think so. It happens so much.
You have, and there's been, I actually last year turned down 5 clients and lost 5 big accounts that I could have just taken their money and opened their restaurant, but I don't feel right about that. We did a pro forma, and I said, you won't be paid back for 7 years. In 7 years, you'll probably be pretty exhausted. Then you start making money. Now, who can do that for 7 years? Not too many people. So I said, don't do this project. They did not do the project. I didn't get an account. But I would rather...
But they will come back in 2-3 years. If they were smart enough and they understand the point of view, they will learn, you know, and they will say, okay, there wasn't right time, maybe. And stronger they are. And I think they're smart if they agree with you. They're very intelligent people. A lot of people will be angry at you. Oh, you don't see how I see.
Because you're right. When it's a dream, you're excited. Yes. The world, you can conquer the world, right? With your everyone is going to love your idea. But numbers don't lie. So put it all down on paper first. Wow. Really look at it and say, is this the best form of it? Is this the best place to invest my money? Is this the best idea?
But you are giving us advice not only towards restaurant business. This is how life's supposed to be. I'm learning that because I had nobody to teach me how to understand money in America. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying investment, how to even predict, you know, spendings or just income or growth or something. You always can put something on the side if you are smart about that. And I learned that even with the smallest budget, you can create magic if you have this plan. I didn't know how to do it here, and I'm learning on my own. My daughter also is learning. I think it's the best way of really doing what you do for restaurants. You just need to know your numbers, and nobody teaches this in the schools, in the high schools, accounting.
It doesn't take that long. I mean, it's like your home budget. Take your, you know what your rent is, you know what your food is, you know what your gas is.
Yeah, can you it's save the same budget and
principle
still save
for a restaurant or for a business, any business.
Okay, coming back to pricing, how great you are. Then we were talking about wine stores, yes, and now we are talking fine dinings. Blush, Magnolia, Napa Valley Grill, seafood restaurants, Art Rockfish, which is in Santa Barbara. Amazing also restaurant. I don't go too much out, but in a few that you opened, they were amazing. There is really something very, very special. And then you have Enterprise Fish Company, SB at SM, in Santa Barbara and Santa Monica, yes?
Yes.
And then West Coast Oyster.
Hurry Curry of Tokyo, which is pretty close to here, to the station.
And Canaan Club, Martini Bars, you're going there too. Okay, what is gastropub?
A gastropub is a bar. It's higher end bar food.
Okay.
So it's really good bar food.
Okay, like not so much cooking,
not
but like
poppers thrown in the fryer.
Okay.
But it's really kind of more
meant to drink and then
and nice food
not
and
have
good
an
food.
Stomach.
Yeah, right.
Lovely. Okay,
like
Marquee. We talk yes.
And Marquee Martini Bar. That was a really fun project at the Granada Theater in Santa Barbara. Because it was a 1920s, 30s style, which is one of my favorite eras.
Again, repeat? What years?
Like 1920s and 30s.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I was like, do I hear right?
Yeah, it was just
so
that
retro.
Old
love
classic.
It,
you know, and the Granada was the theater that Gone with the Wind premiered at. So right next door is a martini bar that connects through the basement down below. You could go up into the orchestra.
Magical.
Yeah,
Magic Castle
just a really
for the
neat,
restaurants.
Right.
Okay, then you have Rooney's Irish Pub. Oh, that's unusual.
Up in Orchid. Have you been to Orchid, California?
No, I've never been anywhere.
If you're going to get out of L.A. for a day, drive up to San Ynez. This is really worth it. And go to Los Feliz, go to Orchid. And it's almost like you drive into this little one-street town from the old cowboy days.
Wow.
It's just, there are guys riding horses through town.
No.
The Far West Tavern, which is Rooney's, the Rooney's family, it's the Jane Rooney, it's her brother that owns that the Far West Tavern. But when I was up there working on Rooney's Irish Pub in Orchid, the brother and all his friends rode their horses into the saloon. Just
amazing.
Like you'd see in the movies.
Oh, my God. I need crazy. To tell this to my daughter because we every Saturday we try to go and see something because we
it's
never
so
saw anything.
It's so fun because it's such an old-style town. You can just walk down the street. And
then we are moving because I'm watching a clock, even watch clock. That's in English, clock, watch, even when Sam allowed us
here.
To.
Can I stay another hour?
You will. You'll
I'm
come
so
back.
Sorry,
this
I
is
was
like,
late.
No. But we are allowed to talk
know,
a little
know,
bit
I'm
longer because next show after us, just will not happen, I think, because of the holiday. Then we will have a little bit more time, but I think we have only 5 minutes. Then I want people to know how cool you are, how from every corner of business you put your stamp and your talent and you help people to build their dreams. Then, you know, we are talking spa and cafes, Alchemy Spa. Where is this?
That's in Santa Barbara, Alchemy Spa and Cafe.
Okay.
We also, I'm working on the Summit House. I'm leaving for New Jersey, Summit, New Jersey, which is a current project.
Beautiful. Okay, I will let you tell right now, because if we need to finish, I want people to know what you are doing right now. But I think I like read 20 only, then we have like 60 more to go. Then maybe for the next meeting when you come back to the town, I think in March, tell us what's going on, what you are working on right now. I love the things about coffee. I don't know if you can talk already. I loved in New York what you are doing, and I love the pretty non-star then in our Westlake or something is opening something, but I don't know what you can talk about, what you cannot.
I probably shouldn't mention that one on the air yet, but
nobody
it's pretty
knows.
Exciting.
I never,
The new coffee concept is opening in this neighborhood where the station is, and it's going to, I'd love to tell you about it, but I'm going to wait and tease you. It's going to be one of the best coffee concepts you've ever seen. It's
wonderful.
Really, really unique.
Promise you will bring people, owners, or maybe people who dream. And they will find out how you build a dream, because you are very, very chosen. They chose you, which is great. And okay, what can we tell
I've been
people?
Very blessed and lucky that I've never had to look for a client so far. They've all come to me, so I love that. Summit House in New Jersey, very excited about. I've been working on the Rudy's Mexican restaurants, 40 years old. Hardly any restaurants are around that long. Mm-hmm. Rudy Alvaro and his family up in Santa Barbara, and it's from Camarillo to Santa Maria. They've got 6 great Mexican restaurants at 40 years old. We rebranded them for the next 40 years. I'm just finishing that up. I've got a new client up in Big Sur that I'm very excited, but I can't really talk about yet. Okay. It's a big name and a big, going to be a really neat concept to talk about in a future date. Okay. But I'm busy, and I love what I do. And just to mention real quickly, I know we're running out of time, but earlier you talked about each client has their own dream and their own, you know, and I've got to kind of cultivate that and turn it into a viable business. But everybody is unique, and you're right when you brought that up. Everybody has a different dream. It's not, we never do a cookie cutter, you know, business to treat their business that way. We treat their business as a unique brand, as a unique vision. And I think one of the great things about all the restaurants that I have opened is they are, most of them are originals and original brands and original concepts, which is a neat opportunity for me to help develop and always come up with something new and exciting for each client.
Jeremiah, I'm not saying on the air, but I'm saying I have some plan for the future to really get you together with a very interesting gentleman who has really unusual connections in entertainment world from many, many, many. Yes, we need to finish from like 70s until now with really great artists, and they all want to get into this business, and they also have the music that everybody remember, because. Okay, we are not talking anymore about this, because Ilona cannot not talk about something that she has in her own head.
Look forward to future conversations.
Jeremiah, please tell us your name, how people can find you outside of course, I put everything on, accent on, but please tell us how to find you.
I am with HJL Restaurant Advisors. It's my company. We have some of the best professional restaurant advisors in the world working for us. It's at www.hjlrestaurantadvisors.com, and you can find the radio show on SoundCloud, The Jeremiah Show.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.